Let's go through some of your cases, make some quick rounds on some patients that you've taken care of, beginning actually with a 52-year-old woman who got R-squared. What happened with her?
This is a great case, and this is a woman that actually referred to me from an acquaintance. A very healthy woman, skis often, is very, very active. No other comorbid conditions. And she actually came in very symptomatic. She had bilateral pleural effusions, shortness of breath, had some nodes within the mediastinum, which were enlarged. We did PET imaging, which showed that the nodes above and below the diaphragm. But all the SUVs, this is important, SUVs were all pretty low, around 5 or 6. So really no evidence of any active transformation. She had a biopsy of one of these nodes in the chest and showed a grade 1-2 follicular. And she came in and we talked to her kind of about all the different options. And she was really very, very nervous about chemotherapy. I think she had a sister that had gone through chemotherapy of breast cancer and was really looking for some non-chemo type approach. And I went through this with her. And again, I think despite my bias, I always try to offer patients lots of different options. And we decided to do lenalidomide and rituximab. And she went into a complete remission. It took about 2 months for the pleural effusions to improve. And I stopped with 6 cycles to one of your earlier questions with her. And she's over a year out now and still in a complete remission and kind of comes to see me about every 3 months.
So any tolerability issues with the R-squared?
She had a little bit of mild fatigue, but really no issues with neutropenia, maybe a little bit of loose stools if I remember, but really she did very well.
It's funny, I was just flashing an interview I did with Jeff Sharman, I think it was about 5 years ago, and some woman in the Northwest absolutely would not take chemo, gives her R-squared, just like your patient goes into complete remission. And I remember hearing about that case thinking, why isn't everybody getting this? And now it's a few years later, but we'll see what happens with that.